By the way, of course, the courthouse has opened up. I take it that's been going really well, all the openings now.
Well, knock on wood, everything's been successful so far. Haven't had any issues to speak of, and certainly everybody's been courteous of the tuck pointing crew that's also over there working on the exterior of the courthouse, trying to maintain its heritage also there. So everything seems to be going fine, and we hope it continues that way. So
pretty light agenda, wasn't it?
It was a very, very light agenda, and actually a very short one. Had to work pretty hard to get 30 minutes out of it yesterday. So
start first. Anything, citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody present for citizens' comments, so obviously just discussed a few other things and went on to business there.
Miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
And, you know, typically the second Monday of each and every month is when we pay the bulk of the claims, but we are wrapping up the end of a budget cycle here, so certainly trying to squeeze a few other claims in there that probably wouldn't ordinarily be taken care of at this point in time, but just wrapping things up for the end of this fiscal year there. So
yeah, a few items on the consent agenda.
And that really was the whole scope of our meeting yesterday, and as always, approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. That's a matter that we obviously take care of each and every week. Had no corrections there. As we just related to, approving miscellaneous accounts payable claims, those come in at $32,358.51. The third item was a case where needed chairman's signature on a county road occupancy agreement for the McCook Public Power District. They are doing some work on Road 712 and had to have that permit approved. The next item was authorizing chairman's signature on a letter to RCI allowing ACH of June premiums. As we know, we had a lot of discussion over the last several weeks about the county employees' health insurance plan and the renewals in regards to that. We did have to change stop-loss carriers, so in this transition, we did need to approve an initial premium of $25,543.08 to get everything officially kicked off and going. And this allows them to eventually get new insurance cards out to all the employees and other spouses that are on the plan. Item number five, then, we need the chairman's signature on a resolution number 1389, book 22, page 69, to set dates and times for protest hearings. It is that season in which people now have the opportunity to file protest if they disagree with valuations that have been set on their properties. They do have till the end of June here, so there is a couple more weeks for this to progress. We set numerous dates yesterday simply just to cover our bases and make sure that we had plenty of time slots scheduled. In all, there was 11 different days, July 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So you can see there's about 11 different days in there. Most of the times are day-long sessions, 8:30 to noon, and then 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., other than a couple Mondays in there in which it'd just be afternoon sessions of 1 to 3:30. So hopefully we don't need all those. I mean, it's just that, like I said, the time of season and when which we need to address those issues and talk to the citizens that have concerns, and we'll go through that process. And if we need to be, I guess we'll be in the courthouse about all the month of July there. But like I said, keep our fingers crossed that's not the case. But part of this is the fact that we got to have those decisions made by July 25th, so therefore we do have to squeeze all that in a very short time frame and get the work done. So
happens every year about this time. Yep,
absolutely. It's just an annual process that we go through, and certainly not always the most enjoyable, but it is part of the job, and we do the best we can to listen to the concerns of the constituents out there and make any corrections that are necessary. And then wrapping up the consent agenda, one more signature on a liquor license for JBN, also High Times Liquor Mart. They are having a wedding reception on August 29th of 2020, approximately 400 people, and they're having this event at the National Guard Armory. So we did go ahead and approve all six of those consent agenda items and move forward. A couple other items that we looked at, we did have a correspondence item from the Village of Bartley in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. As of yesterday, June 15th, they did officially open their village offices again. Definitely have some guidelines set up, similar to what we've done in the courthouse. I know they're only going to allow one person at a time into their office due to the space restrictions they have, and certainly have the other guidelines in place as far as hand sanitizers and plexiglass barriers and that type of thing. So a lot of it's following just the guidelines, the direct health measures that have been set out from the state, and certainly everybody's ready to get back into business, and they're doing so. I believe they did state they were going to have one more video conference meeting, and then in July they'll have regular meetings scheduled also. And then finally, wrapping up this very short and brief agenda we had yesterday, we just had a chance to review zoning permits that our zoning administrator, Craig Bennett's been working on. He had six different permits that he provided us. A lot of different things, remodeling. One was a pole building, a garage, a home, a grain bin, and a garage and breezeway. So just some numerous things, and certainly Craig does an excellent job for us, and he provided that information for us as an update.
And that was it.
Yeah, that was it. A very quick meeting there, and certainly I know we have several items next week, so it will be a different week to hopefully wrap up June there. So.
All right. So, yeah, things are news is with the governor, with restrictions being lifted and everything, more and more each and every week, it seems like.
Well, it is, and I mean, obviously, you watch the national news. There's a lot of things still going on across the entire country, but luckily here in the Midwest, we're kind of staying fairly clear of everything, just in our public health meeting of last Thursday night, I know you look at our whole health district, nine counties, I believe you do the numbers to population, we're less than 0.5%. So, I mean, that's very good, and certainly we hope that it stays that way anyway. So.
Yep, exactly right. Got a busy time, of course, here late June and July with farmers and ranchers getting, you know, with harvest and stuff like that. Start to think about that a little bit more, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about it, we're already halfway through June, so harvest will be right around the corner, and God forbid if we keep having these high temperatures and winds, it's probably going to happen quicker than you'd expect there, but certainly it's that time of season. But a lot of things happening. We'll be obviously progressing forward and getting ready to work on budget soon too. There,
wow, so. Budget time is just about here.
Yeah.
Well, boy, that's going to be the budget to remember, isn't it?
For it this will year. Be after everything we've went yeah. through, and certainly it's going to be interesting to see how things play out anyway. So
you don't have a clue what the state's going to do.
No, it's really all up in the air right now, and we're not the only ones out yeah. there. I mean, all the other government entities and schools are going to be dealing with similar issues there. So,
county commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, and the public, is always invited to come on by.
Yes, we always certainly welcome people to, for no other reason, just sit on the meeting and listen to us take care of the business. But as always, if there are concerns, we will hear them and try to address them. And just a reminder, I know I did say last week, and it's just so the public knows, we will at least keep the gates open at the Household Waste Building on Mondays and Fridays from approximately 8 to 3. So certainly people have been collecting old paint and that type of thing. They would have an opportunity to drop it off anyway. So.
Still Mondays and Fridays.
Yep.